Let us all say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with family altar. Let us all sing hymn 184. Let us sing hymn 184. We sing all the four verses. In the name of Jesus, I speak. Tonight, we shall all read Psalms number 105. We will read Psalms number 105. The name of Jesus, I read. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Speak of all His wonders. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His wonders which He has done, His marvels and the judgment uttered by His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, O sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to a thousand generations, the covenant which He made with Abraham, and His oath to Isaac. Then He confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel an everlasting covenant, saying, "To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance." When there were only a few men in number, very few and strangers in it, and they wandered about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He permitted no man to oppress them, and He reproved kings for their sake. Do not touch My anointed ones, and do My prophets no harm. And He called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They afflicted His feet with fetters. He Himself was laid in irons until the time that His word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested Him. The king sent and released Him. The ruler of peoples set Him free. He made Him lord over of His house and ruler over all His possessions, to imprison His princes at will, that He might teach His elders wisdom. Israel came into Egypt. Thus Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. He caused His people to be very fruitful and make them stronger than their adversaries. He turned their heart to hate His people, to deal craftily with His servants. He sent Moses, His servant, and Aaron, whom He had chosen. They performed his wondrous acts among them, and miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his words. He turned their waters into blood, and caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came a swarm of flies and gnats in all their territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck down their vines also and their fig trees and shattered the trees of their territory. He spoke and locusts came, and young locusts even without number, and ate up all vegetation in their land and ate up the fruit of their ground. He also struck down all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their vigor. Then he brought them out with silver and gold, and among his tribes there was not one who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the dread of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to illumine by night. They asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water flowed out. It ran in the dry places like river. For he remembered his holy word with Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with a joyful shout. He gave them also the lands of the nations, that they might take possession of the fruit of the people's labor, so that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. So here, this is the content of Psalms number 105. There is no superscription here. But then, this psalm is categorized or known as historical psalm, psalm of history. So this Psalms number 105 is a historical psalm. What is the purpose of this psalm? We can see here, it is to call Israel to worship and trust in the Lord because of all his saving acts in fulfillment of his covenant with Abraham to give his descendants the land of Canaan. So this Psalms number 105 is to call upon Israel to worship, praise, thank the Lord, and continue to trust in the Lord because of all his saving acts, especially in the fulfillment of his covenant with Abraham to give his descendants, Israel, the land of Canaan. How is this Psalms divided? Basically, two parts, major two parts. Verses 1 to 7 is the content, is the introduction. Verses 1 to 7 is the introduction. And then from verse 8 to 45, it is the content of this psalm. This psalm is composed, or that is to say, it was composed to be addressed to Israel by a Levite. Most probably to be spoken or to be sung on one of the annual religious festivals. Very possibly the Feast of Tabernacle or Booth, but more likely the Feast of Weeks or Pentecost. So this psalm is composed to be addressed to Israel by a Levite. We can actually cross-reference to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 7. So here we can see calling upon Asaph, and his family, his descendants, to speak, to address the people with this psalm. And actually, if we see here and to compare verses 1 to 15 of this Psalms number 105, Psalms number 105 verses 1 to 15. If we compare with 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verses 8 to 22. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verses 8 to 22. If we compare these two parts, we can see it is the same. The content is the same. Therefore, we can see this psalm is addressed to Israel by a Levite on one of the annual religious festivals. But now, let us discuss. Just now we have said that this book or this Psalms number 105 is divided into two major parts, the introduction and then also the content. Let's see the introduction. So, verses 1 to 4, the first part of introduction, the exhortation to worship and trust. So, verse 1, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Here we can see, to give thanks, and then to call upon the Lord. To give thanks, how? Through praises. And then to call upon means what? In prayer. So we can see here, praise and prayer as the expression of devotion to the Lord. How we can see, praises is to recall back his past saving acts. And then prayer is to trust in Him for future deliverance and blessing. So we can see these two very important, to give thanks and to call upon. To give thanks through praises, to call upon in prayer. So praise and prayer as an expression of devotion to the Lord. And then how to recall His past saving acts through all those praises. And then to put into prayer, entrusting the Lord for future deliverance and blessing. So here, this part, we can see to exhort the people to remember, also to make known His deeds, the deeds of God among the people. Sing praises to the Lord. Speak of His wonders. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. So here, this first part of introduction. Calling upon the people to remember, to worship, praise Him, to always pray, to trust in Him. And then, let's see the second part of introduction. Verses 5 to 7. Verses 5 to 7. So this is a calling to remember God's saving acts. To remember. Remember His wonders which He has done. So to remember. Remembering is a motivation for and focus of worship. And then this is the basis for trust. Remember how the Lord has remembered. So calling upon Israel to remember how the Lord has remembered His covenant with Abraham. So, remember His wonders which He has done, His power and the judgment uttered by His mouth, O seed of Abraham, His servant, O sons of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God, His judgment are in all the earth. So, to remember this God and also His saving acts. So this is the introduction part. And now, let us discuss the content of verses 8 to 45. Verses 8 to 45, we can see in this content, it is framed by two parts to remember. So verses 8 to 11. Verses 8 to 11, here we can see to remember His covenant. The Lord has remembered His covenant with Abraham. So verses 8 to 11, He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. So here, the Lord remembered his covenant. And then, in verse 42 to 45, also the same. For he remembered his holy word with Abraham, his servant. He brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with a joyful shout. He gave them also the lands of the nation, that they might take possession of the fruit of the people's labor, so that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. So here we can see this content is framed by these two parts, the introduction and the conclusion in the content. That is the major theme. The Lord has remembered his covenant with Abraham. So, verse 8, he has remembered his covenant. And then, verse 42, he has remembered his holy word with Abraham, his servant. So, the Lord God is a faithful God. He keeps covenant. He remembers his covenant. And then, from verses 12 to 41, here we can see how the storyline, it moved from being a sojourner in Canaan, how Abraham and his descendants, they were sojourner in Canaan, and then move into how later they enter into Egypt. Then we can see in Egypt, they were being enslaved. But then we see how they were delivered out of Egypt, the Exodus, and how they were in the desert. And ultimately, to enter into the promised land. So we can see the content moving like this. So in verses 12 to 15, we can see Abraham and descendants, they were sojourner in Canaan. And then God protected them. Especially here, verse 14, 15 can refer to the event of this Abraham with Abimelech, king of Gerar. How it is recorded also in the book of Genesis. And then we can see how Israel entered into the land of Egypt. Here we can see Joseph, how he was sold as a slave in Potiphar's house, how he went through testing victorious, how he was exalted to be the prime minister. And then verse 23, how Israel came into Egypt. So we can see they were in Egypt. And then verse 25, we can see they were being enslaved. They were being enslaved. And then how the Lord sent the deliverer, Moses and Aaron. And then how through the plagues, the 10 plagues, but here only mentioned 8 plagues. So the 10 plagues, how the Lord through 10 plagues delivered them. So verse 37, he brought them out with silver and gold, and among his tribes there was not one who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the dread of them had fallen upon them, how they came out from Egypt. And then in the wilderness, how the pillar of cloud, pillar of fire guided them in verse 39. And then how the Lord guided, leaded, provided for them in the wandering in the wilderness. And then verse 42 onwards, how ultimately they came to Canaan. So here we can see, to remember, the Lord has remembered, to remember what the Lord remembered. The Lord kept his covenant with Abraham. And then very important, verse 11, we can see the granting of the covenant, saying to you, I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. So the Lord here promised, make an everlasting covenant, how he grant them the land of Canaan. And then in verse 44, we can see, truly the Lord kept his word, his covenant. He gave them also the land of the nations, that they might take possession of the fruit of the people's labor. So we can see the fulfillment of the covenant. Therefore then, These Psalms tell us how God remembered his covenant. In verse 11, God granting them the covenant, the promise of the land. And then verse 44, how he fulfilled this covenant. And then very important, verse 45, so that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. So God has kept his statute. So now God demands Israel to keep his statutes. God's redemptive work in fulfillment of his covenant promise has as its goal creating of a people in the earth who conform their life to his holy will. So the Lord saved Israel and then wanting his people now to be his own people and then to conform their life to his holy will, to keep his commandments. And this will ensure the covenant continue. So here, the Lord has remembered his covenant. So let us thank God, always remembering the salvation that the Lord has given us. The Lord has been faithful. We thank the Lord. Now we shall pray together. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hadi kıtı 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 kı
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar for tonight ends here. God bless. Peace unto all. Amen.